Great. Hi, everybody. I'm here in place of Dr. Erin Haynes. She couldn't make it, so I'm here from UC today. And I am the Community Outreach and Engagement Corps Program Coordinator. Don't have any disclosures. So I'm going to be talking about sources of information that people use and how they would like to receive information and what sources they thought were credible and not credible. So in our interviews, we asked a series of questions that were open-ended. What are your sources of information about potential community health effects related to UNGD, positive or negative? Which of these sources do you think are not credible and which are? And how would you like to receive additional information? And then we have started creating an outreach and education material based on feedback from what people want to know. So we asked this question: what are your sources of information? Where do you get information about potential community health effects? And based on the open-ended answers that we heard, we put them into these categories, and the highest source used was university resources at 84%, which includes things like academics, university research, and university held events. Next was media at 79%. This included sources like newspapers, magazines, TV, radio, and also advertisements. And then government agencies, as you can see, at 70%. And it just goes down the list here. And then also at the end, I wanted to point out, we did separate peer-reviewed publications from university resources to show if people actually mentioned that as a source separate from just academic university sources. So, and there were only 26% of people who mentioned that as where they directly get their information. And then we split it up by state. So here you can see in the red we have still the top sources, the total sources of information, and separated by state. So New York here, their top sources, their top source was university resources in New York. And let's see, North Carolina, their top was government agencies and the internet. And in Ohio, the top source of information was the internet at 93%. So you can just see how that is broken up by state. And then the rest of the category is broken up by state too. Okay, and then we wanted to look at what sources people use by their position that they categorize themselves. So again, it's still in the red. We have the total number of sources. And of the interviewees who said that they were neutral on the position, they used university resources at 76% and also media. And then those opposed, their top source was also university resources as well as supportive. And you can see the rest of the categories here. And then we asked, of these sources that you use, which do you think are not credible, which do you trust, and which do you rely on, which do you think are credible? So here you can see we split up the categories. The red is the not credible side, and the blue is the credible side. So, of course, the most credible that people talked about was university resources at 33%, and the least credible was oil and gas at 33% also. And so then we have some good quotes related to credibility from all of our states. People mentioned that, our interviewees mentioned that people that don't have a way of profiting from information, they tended to put more credibility in those sources. And you always have to consider the source. You're always weighing the quality of the information that you're getting. And we found it to be very difficult to find things that don't have a bias, including peer-reviewed literature. And in Ohio, they said, you know, I want to go to the factual sources and not rely on the news media all that much because I think things get twisted. And then we asked, you know, so we've talked about what sources do you use, and now what sources would you like to use to receive information? So actually the top source was media at 53%, and internet next at 49%, and then community meetings were mentioned at 42%, and the lowest source that people would like to receive information from was oil and gas, only at 2%. So just a summary of all this great information, you know, the top four sources of information from our interviewees are university resources, media, government agencies, and the internet. We found that sources of information vary by state, and sources of information vary by position. The oil and gas industry is the least trusted source, and university resources is the most trusted source. And the most requested source to receive information was through the media. So from all of this communication information, we're in the process of creating this outreach and education material, and we did hear a need for people wanted more factual information. So through bidirectional communication with our team and researchers, reviewing the text that we have, we created this image. So it is meant for online use on a website, and we created the image here, and then it's meant to be interactive. So if you're online and you hover over, let's say number one, the heading will be "What is UNGD?" and you can see a short sentence or two, and then a description of that. And all of the text is based off of peer-reviewed information that was reviewed by experts in the field and scientists. And there actually is very little published information right now. So we're actually, as this becomes live and more research comes out, we're planning to update that with the research that's conducted. So just an example of what it'll look like. So if you, for example, hover over the number two, and it's worker health. So it's a short 1 to 2 sentence description. And if you're interested, you can click a read more button, which will have about a paragraph of information with sources and references listed there. So that's, we have all the text and we're in the process of getting it live online. Yeah, in our future plans, create a rollover, interactive site online, update headings with new research as it's conducted. And we're tossing around now how to do an evaluation assessment to determine how usable it is, how user-friendly, and also if the information is understandable and easy to read. And hopefully we're going to work on publishing how we created it, the review process, and evaluation, and then of course when it's live, tracking online viewer analytics to keep up with another evaluation component. So that's it. Thank you.